Welcome to Farmscape Online. I'm Bruce Cochran. My guest is Sonia Wilson, an oilseed specialist with Manitoba Agriculture. Thanks for joining us, Sonia.
Thanks, Bruce.
Manitoba Agriculture released its weekly crop report Tuesday. What have we seen happening across Manitoba over the past week, and at what stage is planting now?
Thanks, Bruce. So what we've seen is that we have had some precipitation or rain throughout Manitoba over this past week. And the highest was in the Interlake and Northwest region, reaching up to 46 millimeters. We also had some cooler weather, but also some rising temperatures. And we saw a big push in terms of seeding from this previous week, kind of up till the May 19th, when we were sitting at about 37% seeded. And now by May 26th, here at this end of this week here, we are sitting now at 55% seeded. We're still a bit below our five-year average of 68%. And of course, behind last year, which was incredibly warm, and seeding was done incredibly quickly, where we were at 85% at the same time period. But there was a really good push and a lot went into the ground. What we're seeing in terms of the actual specific crops, we see that spring wheat is about 75% complete across the province. And as with all crops, the Northwest is sitting, I guess, the furthest behind just because of the challenges of the standing water and the cooler temperatures that have really been present there. And so they're only sitting at about 30% seeded in terms of their spring wheat acres at this point. We also had a big significant push in corn planting in the southwest, central, eastern, and interlake regions this past week. When we take a look at oil seeds and soybeans are kind of this next top of mind for most people. About half or just under half of the provincial canola acres have been seeded. And of course, we have quite a few being done in the central and eastern, and the rest of the regions will be catching up soon. As well, the majority of sunflowers have gone in. And then we take a look at pulses and soybeans. Basically, the field peas are complete in terms of seeding, and we have some just starting to emerge, etc. And so they're near complete in southwest, central, and eastern. But again, the northwest, with some of the challenges of getting going, is sitting a bit further back. And then the soybeans as well, as I mentioned, that big push in canola and soybeans over this past week as well, they have advanced quickly in the central, eastern, and interlake regions.
How are moisture conditions looking across the province? How much variability are we seeing? And what have been the factors there?
Absolutely. So in general, we're seeing that most moisture conditions are sitting at wet to optimal, depending on the region. As I mentioned, the Northwest just had a lot of moisture and had a lot of standing water in fields. So even though we didn't get a huge amounts of precipitation over this past week, it was enough sometimes that it would come at the night and you'd have to really wait for the fields to dry out to be able to get back on them. So just the timing. And then other thing I would say is the week before we had, you know, some very severe kind of wind events, you know, and it did calm down over this past week. So we were able to have more like pre-emerge going on, more just herbicide going on and field access in terms of that where it was needed.
What are the expectations over the upcoming week?
So we are looking at, based on the forecast, some very high temperatures, and we're not seeing, from what I've seen recently, we're not seeing a lot of precipitation coming down. So I think there is some watching for how the emerging crops are going to do with some of these higher temperatures. There is good soil moisture, as I mentioned. So the germination Should be quite good in most regions. But we're going to see as we're heading into some of these 30 degree plus days, and we have some of the smaller seedlings, we would really look for some rain as well, just to give a bit of a relief from these warm, very warm temperatures. Now, also, I would just mention we have, in terms of insects, also seen, had a couple of reports, very few, but of some cutworms, and then the flea beetles we know are out as well. So if you are some of the first emerging canola fields, definitely would give a heads up to take a look for if there is flea beetle activity happening there.
And is there anything you would like to add?
No, not at this point. We know that there will be another big push this week, and best wishes for everyone with seeding and all the things to do over the next week here.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, Bruce.
Our guest has been Sonia Wilson, an oilseed specialist with Manitoba Agriculture. For Farmscape Online, I'm Bruce Cochran.